This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United States diplomatic envoy landed in Israel Friday evening, sent by Washington to try to calm Israel's most intense conflict with Palestinians in years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had announced Wednesday an envoy would be sent, adding that Israel had a particular responsibility to avoid civilian casualties. The Israeli military has put the number of militants killed so far in the Israeli attacks at between 80 and 90, but Palestinian medical officials said at least 119 people have been killed since Monday in Gaza, including 31 children and 21 women, and 900 others wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday reiterated it was working toward de-escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and a lasting peace in Gaza. It also said Israel had a right to self-defense. An explosion inside a mosque on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul killed at least 12 people during Friday prayers as worshippers gathered for Eid al-Fitr holiday during a ceasefire. The Taliban insurgent group, which declared the three-day truce for the holiday, condemned the attack in a statement, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. A spokesman for the Kabul police said the mosque's imam was among the 12 dead and that at least 15 people were wounded in the blast at the mosque in the capital. The government and the Taliban have been holding political talks to try to end their conflict as Washington pulls its troops out 20 years after the U.S. bombing forced the Taliban from power. Both sides at the talks have accused the other of provoking and failing to halt attacks on civilians. This is VOA News. The Russian government said Friday it is officially deeming the United States and the Czech Republic unfriendly states and that U.S. diplomatic missions could no longer employ local staff, while Czech missions could employ a maximum of 19. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law last month to limit the number of local staff working at foreign diplomatic missions and other agencies and ordered the government to draw up a list of so-called unfriendly states that will be subject to the restrictions. Relations between Russia and the Czechs became tense last month when the Czechs accused Russian military intelligence of being behind a 2014 blast at an ammunition depot and expelled dozens of Russian diplomats. Germany on Friday classified Britain as a coronavirus risk area due to the emergence there of a highly infectious variant first detected in India. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning the spread of the variant may impact the country's full exit from restrictions. Britain is considering accelerating vaccinations in areas where the Indian variant has been found. The United Kingdom has delivered one of the world's fastest inoculation campaigns, giving the first shot to almost 70% of the adult population and a second to 36%, helping to reduce infection rates and deaths. But the emergence of the variant in parts of northern England and London has prompted some scientists to call for reopening to be delayed and a rethink on the speed of the vaccine rollout. The World Health Organization urged rich countries on Friday to reconsider plans to vaccinate children and instead donate COVID-19 shots to the COVAX scheme for poorer countries. The World Health Organization said it is in touch with the United States about sharing vaccines with the International COVAX scheme, which distributes vaccine doses to poorer countries. Ireland's health service operator shut down all of its IT systems on Friday to protect it from a ransomware attack, crippling diagnostic services, and forcing hospitals to cancel many appointments. The country's COVID-19 vaccination program was not disrupted, but the attack was affecting IT systems serving all other local and national health provisions. Canada on Friday said there would be a gradual return to a world with indoor sports and family gatherings as more people get vaccinated, but it did not go as far as the United States in telling people they could eventually ditch their masks. Canada has administered one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to just over half of its adult population, and the country may be over the worst of its third wave of infections, according to the government. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.